It's Saturday morning, April 23rd. I'm here at 38th and Graceland Avenue. And we had several people volunteering to clean up the street on Graceland north of 38th Street. So listen in as I interview these volunteers who are willing to give up their Saturday to do something for the community. Tell me your name and why you're here in a nice Easter Saturday and cleaning up the neighborhood, and you know what motivated you and who initiated this project.
Well, my name is Krista Appar. I'm from Midtown Vineyard Community Church, and I'm also doing street ministry with Faith, Hope, and Love with Bill Lamb and some other people, Ken and Jenny from our church. And we walk through this area every Saturday and every Thursday, and we just are saddened by the condition of how everything looks like. The abandoned houses, the overgrown yards, the trash. It speaks to us of a abandoned, hopeless, discarded spirit behind the visible. And so for months we have always said, wouldn't it be nice if we could clean that up in the physical, and pray at the same time that it change in the spirit world would happen in this land, in this neighborhood. So it is an effort to take the land back from some enemy territory.
So it's not just street evangelism, cleaning and pleading to God spiritually, but also doing tangible physical things in the neighborhood.
Yes, and our hope is that over time we will involve some local residents, some local business owners. We might still be joined by one of them or two of them, and make that a project for those that are actually living here. But for the time being, we are coming in from the outside.
Yeah, you mentioned that you do this street evangelism in this area regularly, and I heard that you're starting a Bible study in a local residence place. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, that's still something to pray about. It's in preparation. We need to find the right time for addressing people, but they expressed the wish to do that, and we would be totally blessed to come alongside. And that would be another one, to have the local residents take charge of their environment, and we just facilitate and teach them how they can be part of praying for the neighborhood and pray for the land and pray for the healing of the land.
Thanks, Krista. So what's happening here today, Pastor Rob?
Well, we're doing a cleanup here at 38th and Graceland, trying to not only beautify the physical state, but we prayed earlier about asking the Lord to invite the full kingdom of God to come with the Holy Spirit to begin to reclaim the land, just like it talks about in the scriptures.
And you mentioned something about the next alley that we're going to be going.
Yeah, it's. I think one of our workers said this was sort of baby level. We're going to get to a more heavier, maybe graduate level of cleanup in the next alley.
Okay. We'll sure to take picture of that. Wonderful. Thank you. So I'm here with another volunteer. So tell me what you're doing here, your name, and also what's your profession.
Yeah, hi. I'm Ken. My name's Ken Johnston, and I work at Methodist. I'm a nurse, RN, and part of Faith, Hope, and Love, and doing cleaning out the place. So we've been, me and a couple, three other people have been walking this route, and we've been praying a couple hours every week, and it'll be really nice to see it a little bit cleaner when we come through and pray for the area.
Yeah. So you do praying, more than just praying, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah. That's just part of it, but if we don't see anybody, that we'll pray the whole time. And we always ask people politely if they would like to have us pray for them. And nine times out of ten, they do. And it's very low-key. And people, some people have seen us over and over again enough that they even see us going down the street and they recognize who we are. And we're starting to get to know the businesses. We go in and we bless the businesses and tell, ask God to protect them from gangs, and they really appreciate it, almost every one of them.
Street evangelism. So reporting live here at 38th and Boulevard and Graceland. God bless you. I'll talk to you later.